It's almost halfway to 8:37.
We were talking about TalkSport the other morning, weren't we?
Yeah, we were.
And we were having just messing around with them. They were on the doing the breakfast show. What's his name? The old football guy.
Alan Brazil.
Blah blah. And then Dominic told me the other day, and you may or may not have heard about this, they have had a presenter on TalkSport called Mike Dickin, who is a phenomenal broadcaster. He died this week. He was involved in a car crash, and he's passed away. And it's really, really sad. And I just wanted to say, because weirdly, we were messing around with TalkSport the other day. When I don't know when that was.
Was it the... beginning of this week or tail end of last week? Anyway, a few days ago.
I think Mike died on Tuesday, and I never met the man, and he would have probably have hated me and my style. But he was an absolutely amazing, amazing broadcaster. He was a really intelligent, grumpy man who used to do a phone-in. And he would be sadly missed. And I used to listen to his show a lot. He used to do... the mid-morning show on TalkSport for a long time, and he was just a brilliant listen. So condolences to his family, and Mike Dickin be sadly missed. He is in a world of in this country where radio broadcasters are 10 a penny and the good ones are very few and far between. He was brilliant. He used to do this a brilliant thing where he'd go, let's speak to Dave. Hello, Dave.
Hello there.
And the caller would go, hi, Mike, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
And he would always say, my health is not in question. What do you want to talk about?
Mm-hmm.
And then the next caller would go to Dominic. Hello, Dominic.
Hello.
How are you? And he'd go, my health is not in question. What would you like to talk about? We'd hate. And an hour of this would go by, and then he'd do the news, then come off the bat and go, let's talk to Martin. Hello, Martin. Morning, Mike, how are you? And you'd just hear him go, what do you want to talk about? He was brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. And will be sadly missed. So there you go. That's all I wanted to say. Thank you very much.
Good.
I only work for the BBC. Anyway. That said, you can still get through at the touch of a button for just phoning up to get through to that breakfast show. It's really easy. It's a separate thing. Well, in fact, why not phone them up as a tribute and ask them how they are? I don't know. That doesn't mean anything. More, moving on, completely different...